Kiev, בבקשה. Kiev, בבקשה.
Kiev, please.
Rabash, статья 821. Сделаем и услышим два.
Rabash, article 821. We shall do it. We shall hear two. The meaning of humbleness is lowliness, meaning that a person annuls himself before the Creator. It is before the other, not necessarily an external annulment, but also internally. Externally means that which is revealed outside, which is regarded as revealed. When it is visible to everyone that he does not consider himself as anything, but that he regards his friend as being at a higher degree than his own. This is shown by the things that he does before his friend. But there is also internality, called hidden. These are the thoughts and the mind which he must also annul before his friend. This is the meaning of my soul shall be as dust to all. The question is, how can an intelligent and knowledgeable person say that his mind will be annulled before each and every one while he knows and feels that he is 100 times higher than his friend? Workshop question. For an active workshop in the tense, how will we bring ourselves to a state of being absolute zero before the ten? How will we bring ourselves to a state of absolute zero before the ten?
מתוך הלימוד, מתוך גדלות המטרה.
From the study, from the greatness of the goal.
ביטול כלפי הרב.
From annulment before Rav, we can start to hear a little bit what this thing is, and then out of the work in the ten, we can also discover it.
כן, חייבים את ה...
We must have. Well, we need to have deficiency for it, in order for the reforming light to work and enable us to truly reach zero. So there is the ten, and there is Rav, and the books, and all of these means exist in order for us to, in order for me to come out of myself, in order for me to have some deficiency, to want to change and not stay in the world to receive. So on my part, the most active thing that I can do is each time anew to try to let them work on me and to be impressed from them, to be inspired by them.
להתבטל כלפי
When now before the ten is to try to split into two parts as we learned, and the annulment is with respect to the part that feels whatever one feels in the corporeal vessels, whatever he knows, whatever he feels, that part we have to annul, and attach ourselves to the image that we think that this is the image of bestowal in our eyes. What is the person who is bestowing? What is the tent that is in adhesion? And this is the essence of annulment. To take corporeality, put it aside with all the sorrow that this entails, and to cleave onto the friends. How do we bring ourselves to be the absolute zero towards the ten? Every time there's an opportunity, externally or internally, to act for the better of the ten, we need to act. This means to think and to pray and to make an effort and to ask, and with that also to do. That's the way. Well, we need to invest in the friends, to care for them, until, without even noticing, you forget about yourself, and you make a new priority for yourself, which means that the society connection is in the first place, and you only take care of your own necessity, but not in the sense of taking care for spiritual fulfillment for yourself.
If
we look at the friends the way they are, quite quickly it becomes apparent who you are and who they are. So the tricky thing is not to run away from that, not to try to cover it up with all kinds of other things, and to ask of the light that it will make you such that is worthy of being in their company. To always engage in increasing, making the friends greater, the way Rav, Kabbalists, and to truly open up this gap in any possible way, persistently praying, acting, playing with examples. At each moment when it is possible, take an example from Rav and imprint ourselves in or delve into the text sources and ask for help from the light to make it so. Out of mutual support, to change the direction from myself to others. I remember that Rav said that the point of adhesion, the point of zero, is the contact point between this world, of the will to receive, to the will to bestow, to that realm of the Creator, of bestow. And it is always renewed. These are forces that if we give forces to each other, we will be able to hold on to that point. The society, like Amit said, the more we make the friends greater in our eyes, and also Rav and Kabbalists in general, to that extent we shrink and become zero with respect to them. What can I add? I don't know. I was inspired by what Hanoch said. There are many opportunities when we blur them, you know, we let the ego blur them instead of turning to the Creator. So ask for help from the Creator that He will give us the strength to always cling to the truth, always turn to Him, and demand to be a carpet, a rug before our friends, actually before the whole of humanity. For the time being, we'll continue. It is truly an act that, you know, the ego is not capable of bringing itself to being zero, but the reforming light. Well, maybe we should hear Kiev now, I guess. Routing, maybe we should hear Kiev.
Yeah.
Rabash, статья 821.
Rabash records again, article 821. We shall do and we shall hear too. Continuing to read. One must annul his personal needs before the needs of the collective. And since a man must annul his view and his thoughts before the Creator, he therefore must accustom himself externally, called doing. This is called we shall do. So that all of those annulments will influence him, so that he will be able to annul his mind and his thought before the Creator.
А сейчас будет нигун, а после него подготовка
now
в тишине
we will hear
на тему входа в
Конгресс, and we'll continue then with a quiet preparation with the theme of we're entering the Congress together in the state of the absolute zero.
La 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 la